Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday, ready for the new week. I'm very anticipatory. This could be one of the great weeks. But that doesn't mean it's going to start out any better than last Monday did or the Monday before. Yes, Murder Monday here on Good Day. Murder by the numbers. Let's see who's gotten it this weekend. What I find interesting, the Dallas shooting and the attention that's been given to that, the police attacked, many of you understand that's something that's been a big discussion topic over the weekend. And so the surprise is that the guy was mentally unstable.
What?
Who would have ever thought?
What a shock.
That somebody who did something like that was out of his mind, or her mind, should it have been a woman. We always think that men are doing these things.
And most men of the time, usually
yeah.
are.
Yeah, I understand that. But listen to Molly sticking up for her female friends.
No, yeah. I'm just saying statistics. No,
she's right.
You guys suck.
Women show their insanity in a different way. And I'm going to probably leave that at that, but I just thought that this...
Oh, that sounded good.
Yeah.
Well, on the edge of my seat.
How were you? Molly Page, the news sage, is here. McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Mr. Kessler, the info wrestler, is here to provide support, talent, information. You name it, he's doing it or has it. So what more is there to say, Millie? Molly. Millie, I had Millie spend the night here on Saturday.
Just calls you Millie the dog.
No, I call Molly, Millie Molly a lot. There's a Millie Molly to whatever it is that's going on.
Does he ever mix up your names, gentlemen?
Yes.
Rich
I can tell you, in the almost 20 years that I've known him, he butchers everybody's name. So don't worry. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody.
All right. Okay.
There are no safe people when it comes to names. Right.
I figured just because Kara and myself and the dog are all female, I wonder whether it was a female.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Okay.
No.
All right. All right. So anyway, meanwhile, back in Dallas, where there was a shootout at the police station.
Yeah. Well, this gentleman, according to the Associated Press, I like to be kind.
Okay.
You don't know what's going on. Show some compassion.
Some murderers.
Well, he didn't murder anybody, though.
Well, he attempted, you know.
So anyway, he apparently had choked his mother before. Like you said, shown a lot of signs of mental stability. It had been reported, and he did not get any help, but he opened fire on the police station as he drove by in an armored
van.
I've
often thought of doing that when I've gone by. I don't own a gun, though, so if I threw a rock or something, it wouldn't have the effect.
Not where you are in...
No, don't tell people where I am, because then they'll go look to the police department and see, hey, is this guy... Never mind, let's keep going with Dallas.
Oh, okay. So 2 years ago, he was arrested for family violence in Dallas. The case was later dismissed, that according to
police. Lack of evidence, or just because the judge was feeling good that day?
That's not reported why it was dismissed.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, but is there something here that we can wrap ourselves around that makes us feel like this will never happen again anywhere?
Well, I guess if we stop talking about it.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay.
Next item of interest today, as long as it's Murder Monday, the U.S. has launched airstrikes on Al-Qaeda, or the leadership of Al-Qaeda, Mokhtar Belmokhtar.
Did you just say Al-Qaeda?
Did I say Al-Qaeda?
Get that Pennsylvania accent going there.
That's right, yes. The warplanes targeting Mokhtar Belmokhtar. What a great...
Well, I kind of dig his name.
Mukhtar Belmukhtar.
Yeah. His name is now Boom Al Boom now.
Mukhtar Al Mukhtar, a terror chief accused of leading an attack on a gas plant that killed 35 hostages. So was there any ancillary damage? Like the whole business... I was watching an episode of House of Cards last night.
What? And you were watching House of Cards?
I was watching House of Cards.
How unusual.
It's a Sunday night. It seems to be a ritual now with us. Anyway, I was made aware of a strike that was, at least that president had called for, that had collateral damage, i.e. civilians. So what do we have for civilian damage here? Anything? Anybody know anything about the...
I'm not seeing any civilian damage yet.
No.
Anyone else?
So he was clean. It was a clean hit then. Wow.
Or maybe it's just not been reported
yet.
Right.
I haven't heard any details of collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Mukhtar Belmukhtar.
That's a direct quote from the guy who hit the button.
Really? Yeah, that's it. See you later. Yeah, Mukhtar Belmukhtar.
Watching his little screen. Yeah, and then the Donald came in with...
You're fired!
Yeah, right.
That's how we roll.
There we go. See you later, alligator. Adios. So, what else bad happened this weekend? Oh, more intense fighting in northern Syria. Do we want to report on that? Or have I just pretty much taken care of it?
I think you've wrapped it up.
Right. How about more bases in Iraq? Who's for that? Raise your hands, please. Or call us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Molly or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, what sort of do we have support for anybody taking a shot at or talking at all about us being more engaged in Iraq again?
No, nobody's very excited about Iraq, but we do have something kind of neat to get away from the murder thing.
Oh, good.
On our Facebook page. Well, yesterday was Flag Day.
Flag Day, that's right, June 14th. Cool. How did I forget about that?
Yeah. On Facebook, we posted whether you flew your flag yesterday because it's Flag Day or because you always do. We want to see photos.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been posting pictures of their flags at their houses.
Oh, cool. That'll be nice. Facebook.com/Good Day. Do that. Yeah. The red, white, and blue. When do we get the 51st state, and which one will it be?
D.C.
And how do you...
wouldn't it really make D.C. upset if Puerto Rico becomes first, or 51st?
Mm. Oof. Ooh-wee. It's Monday, the 15th of June. The Ides of June are upon us. Our thought for the day today came from Abraham Lincoln, who said the problem with quotes found on the Internet is that they are often not true. God, it's 14
honest
past
Dave.
The hour on the Good Day. But yes, honest Dave, nothing better than honesty. Honesty is the best policy. I find that to be the case. Always look for the bright side of any good thing.
So well said. Wait, I have to jot that down. Absolutely eloquent.
Yes, it is. Well, really? The reason that I said it is because I was looking for something that I can't find. So it's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and they
We are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top-quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish white plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Ebony and ivory. All right. So, Molly.
Yes.
Is it time for us to play our Monday morning game?
Yes.
Okay.
Here is the riddle.
Okay.
Yeah. What's black and white and red all over?
Rachel Dolezy.
Exactly. NAACP has postponed a meeting that was set for today where its president, Rachel, was expected to speak about this whole furor that was sparked. She has been portraying herself as black for many, many years. She is the head of NAACP in Spokane. Her parents have come out and says that she's white.
How does one portray oneself as black if you are not? There's a difference. There's a sort of shade.
She just identifies. She's transracial. Instead of transgender, she identifies as transracial.
Well, but she must not look... Obama is transracial as well, and he looks like a black man.
He's biracial.
What is
transracial? Is I am this, but I really identify with
this.
I identify
as a black person.
Like Bruce Jenner, except with race.
What is it called? Yeah, transracial?
It's not like that at all.
It's a new term. It was just made up this weekend. Transracial.
No, but this woman is nuts. She did this. She sent herself racial hate mail. She wears wigs and went through tanning.
Really?
To get power in this position.
Well, she actually, I'm not sure that she looks black. She looks more like John Boehner. She's a bit of an orange.
Yeah.
And she has her hair made like an afro now. And her parents, who they're in some kind of legal dispute. Yeah. So they are barred
from... about what? Whether they're daughter
that's nuts? That's not been disclosed. Right. They said they can't talk about it. Her parents have been interviewed. But they put out pictures of her when she was a young girl. And she's very white, blonde hair, freckles, blue eyes. Mm. What's interesting is that her parents adopted... They're from Montana, by the way.
Yeah.
Her parents adopted four black young boys when they were growing up. So she was their older sister. And then it seems like at one point she just decided she wanted to be African American as well. She married an African American man. Mm-hmm. And she has looked in all of her pictures since. She looks like she's African American.
So we started this part of the hour with a story about somebody who's nuts, and we finished this portion of the program with a story about somebody who's
nuts.
She's
not nuts. She's transracial.
Excuse me. 21 after the hour. Yeah.
Nice. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Wondering why we're playing a Lennon-McCartney tune with the two of them singing. Well, because today is the anniversary of the two of them meeting. They get together on this date, June 15th, 1956. Lennon was 16. McCartney was 14. Imagine that. And they were in the middle of putting together the Quarrymen, which is what they were called. But they weren't, it was just the two of them and two other guys, right, Kenny? It wasn't all four of the Beatles and the Quarrymen. Do I remember that right or not?
George joined a little bit later, but they didn't catch up with Ringo until the 60s.
Well, it was already called the Beatles before Ringo joined, right?
Was right.
Ringo was after Best.
Right.
Best, Peter Best, with the Quarrymen?
I don't think so. I think there was another. They did a couple different names after the Quarrymen before they settled on the Beatles.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, Ken Kessler is the ultimate Beatles
music
expert.
Guy. Well, he's an expert in music.
But the ultimate Beatles expert.
What can you tell us about 10-inch nails, Ken?
That I don't like them as much. 10-inch nails? You mean 9-inch?
Was that a trick question?
Like, wait a minute,
they don't exist.
I added an inch.
Leave it to a man.
Oh, cute. 25 past the hour.
Oh, wow.
Doug, you're really full of stars today, Mom.
She's fired up. She spent all weekend on the couch because she wasn't feeling well, so now she's like all full of it.
I didn't even leave my place. I had a sinus infection.
Round. Well, you had that last week, and you covered it up well.
Thank you.
All right. So now it's time for us to revisit some of the fun from last Friday night. And most of the material here, as I look at it, looks to be Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon, I went to see the Saturday Night Live movie. Remember last week, some of you may have heard the conversation I had with the producers of this SNL special about the history of the show, not the sort of thing that was on the television 40th anniversary. It was just a more personal introspection, and it was very funny, very well put together, and a really nice way to spend an hour and a half. Anyway, Fallon is not, I wouldn't say prominent, but he certainly is a part of it. And I remember thinking then, as I often think now, he was funnier then than he is now. Anyway, here he is joking about Mitt Romney.
I don't know if you guys heard this. Mitt Romney's annual E2 summit kicked off, and this is where a lot of Republican presidential candidates will try to win support from some big money donors. And I heard that the events include hiking with the Romneys, flag football with Marco Rubio, and skeet shooting with Lindsey Graham. Or as they're also known, love to, no thanks, and what?
I didn't follow.
Nah, it's not
over
fun.
On the Democratic side, there are reports that Hillary Clinton's campaign is saving money by encouraging staffers to take discounted buses between New York and Washington. Not to be outdone, Bernie Sanders is actually FedExing himself to every speech. Fantastic. Yeah, to save money. Actually, during a breakfast yesterday, Bernie Sanders told reporters that his campaign will have plenty of money to compete for the Democratic nomination. Then he said, and I'll be right back with your pancakes. I saw that many lawmakers on Capitol Hill wore seersucker suits to work yesterday in honor of National Seersucker Day.
Yeah.
In a related story, ISIS is still a huge problem, you guys. Dress up day at the Capitol.
Okay. We don't have anything that's really funny then, right? Because another the guys.
Yeah, today I'm a Fallon fan, but yeah, that
you are. But you're not a Fallon fan because he's funny. You think he's creative? He comes up with good skits, good ideas.
I think he's unbelievably creative.
He's
yeah.
creative. Is that what the Late Night Show has become, or any of the late night shows, as far as that's concerned? They're no longer.
As Ken Kessler and I agree, the Tonight Show has become what it was before Jay took over when Carson was there.
Yeah,
creative and bits and skits and fun.
Huh. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to today's Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, this summer the Pope will be delivering an encyclical against the effects of climate change on the world's poor. Affect U.S. policy?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alt. This summer, Pope Francis will deliver what appears to be an important encyclical on how man-made climate change is affecting and hurting the world's poor. Well, will it affect the U.S. debate on climate change?
We're not denying climate change. We're denying the way you lefties want to address it. For 2,000 years, it is an obligation of all people of faith to be good stewards of the earth, and particularly to protect those in poverty who are inordinate victims of bad stewardship. We believe, Catholics believe, in a creator's order. We have to respect it. We have to maintain it. We have to protect it.
I think that essentially what you have is conservatives who are in the pocket of the fossil fuel industry. That is not where the Pope is, and you cannot bridge that without acknowledging that you are on the opposite side of the Pope on this issue. He wants to move the world off fossil fuels toward clean energy, and the Republican Party in the United States right now does not.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary Madeline of both Bush White Houses and Jonathan Alter of MSN.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Instead of choice, there's a key that got in there. So that happens when there are too many keys and not enough fingers. 8. Where are we? No, it's 33 after the hour. Today is Monday. The Ides of March are upon us. A week from today, the first full day of summertime. Weather-wise, it seems to be quite an adequate spring. And we're having a little rain here in the Northeast on the farm. Richie, what's it like in Washington today?
Hot, humid, hazy, sticky, and hazy. We'll have some kind of afternoon storm activity.
We're
into the summer session here.
Yes,
it is so humid here. It's ridiculous.
The only thing you have to say in Washington from late June to late August is Triple H ATF, or ATS, afternoon thunder. 30% chance of afternoon thunderstorms, hazy, hot, and humid.
And there was a cloud yesterday or this weekend in San Diego, Penny, or not?
Yeah, there were a couple clouds yesterday.
There you go.
That's it's okay. Nice.
Freezing, all is fair. 70. Yeah, it was nice.
La Nina is ready to approach. The weekend poll at DougStephan.com asked, as usual, for you to review the top 10 talk topics of the previous week, last week, and tell us which one was the most important one as far as you're concerned. 25% of you said ISIS and the military progress that was made there this past week, or lack thereof. But we do have to report on a baddie from Al-Qaeda getting it in the neck or in the shorts. Not sure how he got it, and I don't know that there'd be a description. Probably not much left of him anyway, right?
They're going to have to dig up about a 30-foot pothole to get some DNA.
Let's see what else.
It's the Kretz box.
There we go. 18% said the New York prison break was number one. That would have been my choice. 15% said the Trans-Pacific trade deal was important. Let's see here. The pool party incident was next, and then after that, presidential prospects and yada yada goes down from there. So, in turn, over the weekend, what people have been talking about a lot has been the fish. There's a sort of, I suppose that shark story would be considered fishy, right? Get it? No.
The shark story is fishy. That is.
Yeah. Wow, the crickets are busy this morning.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, so Molly Page, the news sage, is here. Kenny Kessler, info wrestler, Rich McFadden. So, Molly, what's the story with the sharks? Where are the sharks? They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Know, what's really bizarre is that they're in the ocean.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
No.
And they're swimming about.
They've been spotted in the ocean.
Yes.
God, no.
This is kind of a traumatic story. Two teenagers were seriously injured in two separate shark attacks in the same North Carolina town. It happened on Sunday. And the Oak Island mayor, Betty Wallace, says that the first victim, a girl, lost part of her arm and could possibly lose part of her left leg as well. Just in about an hour later, a 16-year-old boy was also attacked by a shark and airlifted to the hospital. It's not clear whether the same shark did this or not.
I thought they were filming a new Sharknado episode.
And they would be on the land then.
Yeah.
Well, this was
swirling overhead.
I thought this was in the mountains of North Carolina. This took place.
No.
No.
Charlotte.
That would be a story.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So in terms of big fish, back to Mokhtar Belmokhtar. Would we say he was the biggest fish that the U.S. has dispatched in all of the leadership?
Sure, in the last couple of months? I mean, they seem to get one big fish every two. It's not a good job to be the top dog in Al-Qaeda or ISIS, because sooner or later, you're going to hear the whistle and the boom and the...
I'm looking at a picture of Mr. Belmokhtar. He looks surprisingly like many of the other Al-Qaeda leaders that we have dispatched. Beard, turban. I wonder how they identify.
You think they should shake that up a bit and get a new look?
Yeah.
Individualize. Accessorize.
Yeah. Like a backwards Cubs hat.
Yeah.
Right. Justin Bieber t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Some reason we can be happier to bomb them.
Yeah. And did you hear the story about the donkey that fell into the hole?
No.
Doggy fell into a hole, and its owners thought it was dead. So they started filling. It was actually a well, an old well. The owners decided they would bury the.
This is going to be good.
Doggy in the well.
Just fill the hole.
Uh-huh. Fill the hole. So they filled the hole. They kept filling the hole with dirt, and the donkey, being the smart cookie that the donkey was. Donkeys are pretty smart. The donkey kept moving the dirt around, pushing the dirt around, and as they filled up the well, the donkey came back up to the top of the well, and when they filled to the top of the well, the donkey jumped out.
Yay!
You're pretty smart. Good for the donkey.
Yeah.
I'm happy for it.
Nice story. So, new week, more decisions. The Supreme Court will potentially landmark decision on the same-sex marriage issue. Is that going to come down today, Kenny, Millie, Richie? Who knows about it? When do they announce their end of the season? This is like the end of season sheet sale at Macy's.
Season finale.
Season finale for the Supreme Court. Anybody want to? Don't they wait till the end of June, or is it the middle of June? Because they need 4 months off.
Well, they're going to start. They're supposed to start today. Something. They're supposed to release something today. We don't know what it is.
So
the next couple of weeks.
It's one of those stories that isn't a story. All right. So, Molly, would you update us on this poor looking this lady who was responsible for helping these guys break out of jail?
Joyce Mitchell.
Sad looking. I was looking at her and reading the story, and I was feeling sorry for her, actually.
Yeah, I could see how you feel that. I think I felt the same way. She's 51 years old. She worked in the prison's tailor shop, and she is accused.
Which nobody can quite figure out why the prison. Right. That's a separate story.
My jumpsuit needs to be taken in a little bit. Can you hook me up?
Well, maybe they make all their own prison garb there. Which
why would they do that? Job for the prisoners, like making license plates, I suppose. Maybe
I don't know. I'm a little sour about it.
Really?
Because all the clothes I'm buying are made in China, and theirs are made in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out?
Yeah,
true.
I'd like to have my clothes made here.
They should
here
make
as well.
Flags in prison. Teach them a little. You know.
Maybe they do. But how's that going to educate them for when they get out?
You know what?
I'm
a flag maker. Hold on just a second. Do you know how brilliant what McFadden said?
Yeah, we make them in Afghanistan. Why are we Pakistan.
And China, our flags are made everywhere but here. Why aren't they made in the prisons?
Yeah.
Instead of whatever else they may be doing with their time. What a wonderfully practical idea.
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't do it.
They have committed offenses against the state, supposedly. That's why they're there. And so there ought to be, and who knows, are people that are in prison subject to the same vagaries as those who are outside? Are there patriotic prisoners and unpatriotic prisoners?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there would be.
Of
All right,
course.
So anyway, let's put that aside. What else do we know about this lady? Anything?
Okay, she is charged. She was charged on Friday with supplying a hacksaw. Some hacksaw blades, chisels, and a punch and a screwdriver to the men who escaped. She allegedly planned to help them escape and agreed to drive the getaway car, but then checked herself into a hospital with a panic attack after that.
You know, there are ways and then there are ways. Yesterday I found out the hard way. Sometimes hacksaws are not very sharp. And if you give a guy in a prison cell a hacksaw, make sure it's sharp. Otherwise, it probably won't do the job. I worked yesterday for about 20 minutes trying to cut a bolt off of a trailer that I had. And I finally got so frustrated with the hacksaw, I couldn't find a sharp blade. I went to the Home Depot and I got a cold chisel. And in 4 minutes, I was done. I just whacked the head off of the bolt. That sometimes is... that's a great lesson for those of you who are looking for lessons.
I think that is the lesson of the morning, actually. If you're going to give someone a hacksaw in prison, make sure it's sharp. Doug Steffen.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of how you could use a cold chisel on a prison bar. Probably be harder and noisier.
Well, they were using power tools.
Nobody paying any attention
to
it. Right.
Can't get any noisier than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Have we, I'm sorry, did I miss this? Do we know whether this woman supplied them with the power tools yet? We know that she was going to help them with the getaway, but we don't know how they got the power tools and assume that she was it. Do we know that yet? Have we heard?
I don't think we officially know that yet.
That's because that's what's coming next. Yeah. Is that she was the one who went to Home Depot and walked all the way through the prison with the Home Depot bag and said, "Here you go, fellas, knock yourselves out." Literally.
Well, she has been charged with that, but it's not clear, at least my understanding is that it's not clear whether she got those tools from the work that was being done in the prison, because there was construction being done in the prison, or whether she actually brought them in for them.
Mm-hmm. Up next on Good Day, information from the world of the impossible. 17 before the hour. How'd you like to own a piece of American history? Government Planet, part of the Iron Planet family and the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus, has auctions taking place every Wednesday at governmentplanet.com. At Government Planet, you can buy cargo trucks, Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers, and so much more. I don't know why the kitchen trailers are in there, but I figure maybe the
I have a friend
surplus.
Who does the food truck thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're interested in the food truck thing, that might be a good thing to check into.
Yeah. All kinds of things are available at Government Planet. All the vehicles carry a thorough inspection report. You can buy with confidence because all items are inspected and guaranteed and backed by Iron Planet's ironclad guarantee. Don't miss Government Planet's huge online Humvee sale taking place on the 24th, where you'll find an unparalleled selection of 4x4 Humvees at some of the lowest prices ever seen. Find tons of Humvees that have served their time on the battlefield. They've been relocated throughout the country.
Oh, that's so cool.
This is a government planet surplus sale taking place on Wednesday the 24th.
Can you imagine taking your kids to school in one of those Humvees that's actually been in battle? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right, so
jump in, kids. Here we go.
Why?
With these Humvees, no DeMille needed, and they're ready for off-road use. Don't miss government planets. Government huge Humvee sale taking place on Wednesday the 24th. To preview the items, see the photos, you can browse the inventory, bid on the items you want to directly from your mobile device. All you have to do is text the word Doug, that's D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all of these Humvees and all this military surplus. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. You got that one more time? Doug, yeah. To 511-511.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top-quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish wide-plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Summer is the most popular season to travel, so make sure you have enough data to stay in touch with family and friends along the way. Whether heading to the beach, taking a road trip, or traveling for business, there's a great affordable way to stay connected this summer. Straight Talk is offering a 30-day unlimited talk and text plan, plus 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed to customers who bring in their own phone, BYOP, for just $45 a month. That's less than an average tank of gas on your summer road trip. With Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone program, BYOP, you can stay connected while keeping everything you love, your phone, network, and number, plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data available exclusively at Walmart. All you need is a Straight Talk activation kit and a compatible phone. Log on to StraightTalkBYOP.com and follow a few simple steps to activate your plan and stay social this summer.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
From the world of the impossible, today is the 87th birthday of Dr. Ruth. How many people remember Dr. Ruth Westheimer?
I am telling you, you need to go out with the girl. You need to kiss the girl. She was great.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
Yeah.
Sunday night show for a long, long time. The guy that I worked for in Boston became the manager of a station in New York City, and he found her at a, they happened to have children going to the same school at the PTA meeting.
He discovered her at a PTA meeting.
And then said, would you like to, she actually was very prominent, but not as far as media was concerned. Everybody knew who she was because of her, she had a brand and she had an identity that was so unique. And then when she went on the radio, as soon as Dan Griffin, who is the GM, heard her or met her and talked to her, you've got to be on the radio. I can hear him telling her that she'd be great on the radio.
Was she telling everyone at the PTA meeting how to have better love life?
It was not necessarily that, but there were things that were a part of the discussion. This is only rumor that we're discussing what children should know about sex education in school. Which has been one of my big bugaboos for a long, long time. We need to have more and better health education in our schools. Anyway, also from the world of the impossible, today we celebrate the, is it pronounced Philae? Is that how you the spacecraft? P-H-I-L-A-E, Philae. This thing landed, remember, it went to the comet and then it sort of died. And now
they celebrated the fact that it even made it there, that they were able to land.
But now it's getting enough sunlight, batteries are charged up, and it's beginning to communicate.
That's awesome.
After it's been 7 months since that thing landed on it. Can you believe that? 7 months. 300 million miles away. And it's now sending information from this comet back to Earth. Whoo-wee. God love them. Those people, they're great. They do that research, come up with all that stuff. And also, from the world of the impossible, the video today at DougStephan.com comes from the YouTube channel How Ridiculous, traveling to the Gordon Dam in Tasmania to record someone making an impossible shot from the top of the dam into a basketball hoop on the ground. You want to check that out at DougStephan.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Now, 53 after the hour, technology in the focus, tech headlines from Greg Stebbin, who's the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. A number of things from the surveys that we do, checking things out at Facebook and in various social media, and also the story of what Google is doing. If you're on Google Chrome, you may be you may find it to be more efficient than has been the case. We'll find out about that as we have brave, courageous, and bold Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Banjow.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, so Greg, there is a survey of a number of moms done on the Today Show that found 42% saying they suffer from Pinterest stress. And so we need to find out what that feeling is all about and why it is that a mother and not a father would be suffering from Pinterest. Pinterest is a picture social media, right? Isn't it?
That's exactly. So you see things that you love for yourself and your family, and you pin them up so you can share them with the rest of the world. And apparently in this survey, 7,000 moms were surveyed, and 42% said they suffer from Pinterest stress because they're discovering that they realize every other mother is more artsy and craftsy than they are.
Really?
Yes, yes.
But the beauty of this, though, Greg, is that... like, for example, me, when I use Pinterest, I can put up a recipe of something that I like. Now, that doesn't mean that I invented this recipe or that I cook it well. It just means that I like it and that I pinned it to my board. So just because somebody appears to be artsy and craftsy on their Pinterest, it doesn't mean that they actually are, because much of this stuff is not created by the actual user.
Mm-hmm. Well,
copy.
Yeah, some people are more competitive about things than others, and I would guess that what mothers who are suffering from Pinterest stress don't realize is that they're not there. It's a social networking is about sharing, not about competition. You're not competing with those other moms. You're sharing and caring with those other moms.
So, Doug,
yes, Rich.
Pinterest, probably. What would you say? 80-90% female users, Greg?
That's a very high percentage. I don't know what it is, but it's so very, very high.
Let's start posting pictures on Pinterest. That'd be good for us.
We do.
Really? That's good to know.
Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. All right, our poll today at DougStephan.com on average asks you how much time you spend each day on social media. Listen to this, Greg. A, more than 8 hours. B, between 5 and 8 hours. C, between 2 and 5 hours. D, between 30 minutes and an hour. E, less than 30 minutes. Let's go around the room here. Richie, how much time a day do you spend on social media?
All day.
All day?
Yeah, I mean, I always have my computer open and Facebook and...
are up there.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, how about you?
10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a tech guy.
I'm antisocial.
Really? Kenny, how about you?
Oh, yeah, all day. All
Mal?
Most of the day.
Most of the day. Yeah. All right, tell us what your experience is, if you will, please. Poll at DougStephan.com about time you spend on social media. Also, another story at DougStephan.com today. Greg, Facebook tweaking its algorithms to account for a new metric, the amount of time you spend looking for things. That's one of the reasons we have that poll at DougStephan.com. So... how much, you got to wonder about how the world, just go back to when we were all younger. We can all of us easily take 20 years off our lives, go back 20 years and think about how we spent our time. And one wonders where the time has come from for us to spend the time that we do in social media. Right?
Well, we used to watch TV. We didn't watch TV with another screen in our lap, so we were using social media and watching TV at the same time.
Wow.
That's where how a lot of people spend their time in social media. And many people use social media as part of their job. It actually makes them more informed or more effective.
Right. Right.
So you're multitasking.
Right.
We're smart here. We do that. Okay, Google wants to make Chrome more efficient. How?
Well, they're doing a lot of things. One is they're literally rebuilding it for the Mac so that the pages load. The page in front of you loads faster because the pages on the other tabs load slower. They're in a sense, reallocating the resources. But they announced last week that they're doing things to make it work better so that it doesn't suck up your battery life.
Yeah.
A lot of things like that are going to be coming in the future.
Man, I use my smartphone for Google Maps. You can hear the energy being drained out of the thing. Oof, don't use that. Although it's better than using the GPS.
A paper map.
But it's more accurate than GPS in the car.
Yeah.
Greg Stebbin with us from Men's Health Magazine on technology. 59 after on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.